بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول في ركوعه وسجوده سبوح قدوس رب الملائكة والروح. حضرت عائشة رضي الله عنها narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say in his ركوع and سجدة this dua سبوح قدوس. Allah is exceptionally pure and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exceptionally majestic. رب الملائكة والروح. Allah is the Rabb, Allah is the sustainer of all the angels and the spirit. Ruh means spirit, actually referring to Jibreel alayhi salam. Or one explanation ulama give is referring to a specific angel by the name of Ruh. But the general explanation is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of the Malaika and Jibreel alayhi salam. In other words, to show emphasis that even Jibreel alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of Jibreel alayhi salam. Or the other explanation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer of all the Malaika, even the Malaika by the name of Ruh, even the angel by the name of Ruh. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, فَأَمَّا الرُّكُوعُ فَعَظِّمُوا فِي الرَّبِّ وأما السجود فاجتهدوا في الدعاء فقمن أن يستجاب لكم. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when in ركوع, then express the majesty of the sustainer. Express the majesty of the sustainer. That's why we read this سبحان ربي العظيم, that Allah سبحانه وتعالى all majestic, all great. Allah سبحانه وتعالى is free from every type of blemish. No fault can ever be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what we are saying, subhana rabbi al-azim. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa amma sujudu, when a person is in sajda, fajtahidu fi dua, then a person should exert himself in making dua. Faqaminun ay yustajaba lakum, it is highly likely that your dua will be accepted. Highly likely that a person's dua will be accepted. Here we explain that in nafil namaz, a person should try and remember the du'as, and he should try and remember these du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the additional du'as, and in his nafil salah, he should read it in sajda. Because when a person is in sajda, then he is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then if we know these du'as, we should try and read it. Very, very likely that the du'as will get answered in these postures. Everyone is looking for the du'as to be answered. So one way of doing it is in our nafil salah, in the sajda position. The person should learn all these du'as, or simple du'as, even if he doesn't know too many, he knows, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Read the thing in the sajda also, in the nafil salas. So we can benefit by being in the closest position to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and making du'as that cover our dunya, and cover our akhirat also. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربه وهو ساجد فأكثر الدعاء. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the closest a person is to his sustainer, the closest he is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when he is in sajda. So engage in abundant dua. Engage in abundant dua when a person is in sajda. When Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kan yaqulu fi sujudihi, Allahumma ghfir li dhanbi kullah diqqahu wa jillahu wa awwalahu wa akhirahu wa alaniyatahu wa sirrahu. What a beautiful dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to be in sajda, is one of the du'as that he would make. That, oh Allah, Allah maghfir li dhanbi kullah. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me my sins, everything. Kullah, every single guna of mine, forgive me. Now here again we explain that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was free of guna, free of sin. But how much he used to ask for forgiveness. We are filled head to toe from gunas. How much we need to ask for forgiveness. And we should really think to ourselves, that do we really ask for forgiveness every day? Look at the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, forgive me my sins, all of it. Diqqahu wa jillahu. Oh Allah, forgive my minor sins and my major sins. Awwalahu wa akhirahu. Forgive the first of my guna. I mean the first guna that I ever committed. And forgive even the last guna. Everything. So he started off by saying, come forgive all my sins. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my major sins, my minor sins, the first guna that I ever committed and the last guna that I will ever commit. And then, alaniyatahu wa sirrahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that guna, that sin that I may have committed openly, or that sin that I may have committed secretly, forgive that also. So every person is begging for forgiveness. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was completely ma'asum, completely free of guna. But yet he would ask so much for forgiveness that even the teaching us that we should ask for gunas that we know of and we don't know of. Because very often we do things and we forget about it. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive. But when you make a dua like this, and you say, oh Allah, whatever guna I did openly, whatever guna I did secretly, and in yesterday's dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used this word, وَمَا أَنْتَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِ مِنَّا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you know more than us also, whatever gunas you are more aware than us, because you remember everything, you know everything. We may have done something, we may have hurt somebody, we may have spoke something wrong against somebody, took somebody's right away and we forgot about it. Wallah, you are more aware of it. So you Allah, Allah, forgive us for that guna also that we forgot about. So this is a very, very, very comprehensive dua asking for forgiveness. That Wallah, forgive all my sins, forgive those sins that I did openly, the sins that I did secretly, the major sins, the minor sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive my first sin, forgive my last sin. So every single thing is being asked for as far as forgiveness is concerned. And this is really what we are in need of. Whenever we look at the conditions around us, then we should remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only sends down conditions because of our actions. Our actions are good, then the conditions will become good. If our actions are not good, then the conditions won't be good. So therefore we are in need of asking continuously from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.